This is the time of year when bills come due, and millions of people don't have the money to pay. The Federal Reserve estimates that Americans owe $723 billion to credit cards and store charge accounts. Americans continue running up debts even as the economy slows down. And nobody has a better idea of what that means than the people who make a living trying to collect overdue bills. We're about to meet some of the people who run the nation's collection agencies.
We're under no illusion that we understand that we make money off other people's misery.
That's Bruce Warren, the co-owner of Financial Collection Systems in Philadelphia. Like most collection agencies, it's a small business. Three people work in an office in a warehouse district just across the street from Lionel's Auto Body Shop. You have to watch for broken glass when you park on the street. Bruce Warren is 28. His partner, Brent Vullings, is 30. They started the business 2.5 years ago when they were still in law school.
We used Brent's car as collateral.
Yeah.
And we borrowed $2,500 from the credit union. So we borrowed $2,500 to buy $34,000 worth of debt.
From their windowless office, they buy bad debts the way you might buy stocks. Say a bank has a $1,000 credit card account and the credit card holder never pays. The bank sells that bad debt to FCS, usually for about 6 cents on the dollar. Then the collection agency gets to keep anything that it collects. The business started with a single deal.
We bought some credit card debt from a company that historically gave credit to college students. We thought it would be a great portfolio to get. It was Bank of Hawaii. So
Bank of Hawaii.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This was credit card debt? These were...
Yes, it was. Our debtors, I can tell you still most of their names, but there was, I think, 30 of them.
You remember most of their names. You can't legally tell me any of their names.
No, I can't.
But you just feel a kind of close sentimental bond with them.
I really do.
What types of people were they?
Most of them, we knew Bank of Hawaii marketed to college students. So we know firsthand that college students always get credit that they really shouldn't get at that time. So these were credit cards that had charged off. That means they hadn't paid them for at least 6 months. So then we get them and say it's a year later. Now they're out of college. Now they're getting jobs or buying homes. They needed to take care of their credit.
In the last decade, lenders aggressively sold credit cards to millions of people who would have been denied in the past. Now there's a vast and growing market buying billions of dollars in bad debt and trying to squeeze a profit from it. Early this year, as the stock market continued sliding, Wall Street venture capitalists were looking for better investments, and they started buying up debt. There was a bubble in the market for bad loans. Bruce Warren and Brent Vullings own the right to collect some of that debt now, and they spend their days on the phone trying to cash it in.
The name of the company is Financial Collection Systems. Financial Collection Systems. Sir, I don't have that information in front of me. We purchased this account from Household Bank. Sir, I had already explained to your wife, if she would like to show up during the court date, that is fine. Your wife said it was furniture. I never said it was furniture. Okay. All right, thank you. We try to give him ideas. Maybe you can borrow it. Do you have any family member you could borrow the money from? Do you have perhaps even another credit card you may even want to take the chance of putting on? You can try to refinance and pay off all your debts.
In dollars, I think the paper we own, it's in the millions. Definitely
probably.
In the millions.
Face value is probably over $5 million.
$5 million. Which doesn't mean that you're going to make $5 million next year by any means.
I intend to collect the $5 million next year. Every cent of it.
He's laughing, you're not.
No, I'm serious. I always intend to collect everything that we got.
The nation's biggest collection agency makes about $700 million a year, trying to collect billions of dollars in debt. NCO Financial Services has its headquarters just outside Philadelphia. You can get lost at NCO, wandering past the cubicles where hundreds of collectors work the phones. In one room, collectors call on behalf of a major bank. Down the hall, dozens of callers do nothing but check up on old student loans. Executives gave us a tour, though they didn't allow us to tape our interviews. One veteran collector says, it's a sales call. You have a lot of bills and limited cash, so the collector wants to persuade you to pay his bill first. Federal law limits collectors' tactics. They can't call you after 9 o'clock in the evening. They can't call you every 5 minutes. And they can't threaten to sue unless they really mean to do it. But some agencies really do sue. That small agency, Financial Collection Systems, sues most of its debtors and makes special efforts to track them down.
That's great.
And then let's just say...
Bruce Warren subscribes to several internet services that collect information about millions of Americans. To get access, you're supposed to show you have a legitimate use for the service. After spending just a minute at his desktop computer, he finds about 20 pages of information on his partner, Brent Vullings.
I didn't even put his social security number in, and there it is.
And it gave you his social security number?
Do you think that information was a lot? That wasn't anything. Possible relatives, 7. Second degree, 17 relatives. If you don't think you can call up 17 relatives to ask where Brent is, you'll find him.
There must be something of an art to trying to persuade people to come up with the money.
The style we wanted, which was, let's purchase this debt, send them a letter, which the law requires, send them the first demand letter, and if they don't respond, we'll file suit against them.
So we send the what we call the pretty please letter, which is, we now own your account. Please call us to settle the matter.
Can you show me a pretty please letter?
Sure. Dear account holder, this is to advise that the above creditor, Financial Collection Systems, LLC, has purchased your credit account.
If this is a call from a debtor, can you take it? I mean, do they call this time of the
year? Yeah, sure.
Okay, your name, ma'am? Okay, can you hold on 1 second? I'll get your file for you.
People call this office after they've received notice that they're being sued.
Okay, let me see what I can find. 1 second.
The notice doesn't come gently. The collectors hire a constable to serve the papers. He's a cop, an armed Pennsylvania state employee. But collection agencies can pay him to turn up at your door in his spare time.
We always know when he's working because the phones ring off the hook. Because everybody calls when the constable comes to their door. I can't believe you sent this gentleman with a gun to my door.
The woman on the line right now ran up about $1,500 on a card from Spiegel's department store. Now she's promising to pay.
Okay, we won't charge any more interest going forward, and we'll make it $100 a month.
Bruce Warren speaks politely, but he still plans to go to court and have a judge rule against the woman. If she doesn't keep up the payments, that constable may show up again to start tagging her belongings and preparing them for auction. Collectors hope it never goes that far, but they want you to feel that pressure.
I'm going to send you a letter confirming our conversation and the payment plan and tell you exactly what we'll do regarding the court date. Okay? Thank you. Good luck with your new job. I'm not going to ask for your personal information, but you do hear all the stories. A lot of it is it's divorce, health problems with no medical insurance, disability, disability stopped.
Laid off.
Has there ever been anybody who had a story that was so convincing that you did just kind of decide, I'll leave them alone?
We did. I had this case that, the woman was probably close to 90 years old. She couldn't hear. She had nothing. She had co-signed for a granddaughter who filed bankruptcy. So that made her on the hook herself. She was still working at 90 years old as a seamstress. So we were in court. And I said, Your Honor, I'm willing to, reduce this to a minimal amount and, take payments over the next 20 years where this woman probably wouldn't be alive to make the payments. She reached into her checkbook and wrote a check for all the court costs and everything, and she made a few payments and called and said she had suffered a heart attack and she'd be late this month. So I was just like, you know what, just don't worry about it.
I can't help but notice you said that you founded this company in the spring of 2000.
That's correct.
That was just when the stock market took its first big dive.
We'd speak in law school about, we'd always have a group of students, we'd all sit there and they'd talk about how bad the economy was, and Brent and I would be high-fiving, the economy's going down, business is going to be going up. And then, when the economy...
business for you is going to be going up.
And everybody said, everybody in law school knew what we did, and they all joked, here they come to hold your wallet. It's one thing to, we're not happy about a bad economy, but, it's America. We take the opportunity when we see it, and, if it's an opportunity to get more business, then we take it.
And if the opportunity doesn't work out, somebody else may be willing to try. You remember that Bruce Warren started his business by dealing with the Bank of Hawaii. Most of those college students have now paid off their debts, but about 8 did not. So FCS just resold their accounts to another agency, yet another entrepreneur who wants a chance to collect.